You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, this is going to be an important one because Trump just held yet another chaotic press conference, but this one had the sole intention of distracting the American people from the key issue of today, which is a Supreme Court ruling that will end up stripping due process away from hundreds of thousands, potentially millions of Americans. So again, while Donald Trump goes on stage and tries to distract the media by saying, look over here, look at this over here. Look, we're going to talk about this wacky thing. On this channel, we are going to make sure we are laser focused and surgically dissecting the issues that matter. For example, Trump does not want to remind you that he failed to finish the problem in Iran, the problem that he originally claimed was a problem. He said they are still developing nuclear weapons, and now we have reports that he didn't finish the problem. Or what about the fact that Trump has gotten zero deals over the past 6 months regarding tariffs? He said 90 deals in 90 days. He's gotten zero. He hasn't ended any new wars, and the cost of living is going up, but Donald Trump walks on stage and makes thinly veiled racist attacks against Zohran Mamdani while trying to distract the media. So if you want to be a part of the Adam Mockler channel and have it in your feed, you can subscribe below. Regularly, YouTube doesn't show some people my content. Some people don't see it in their feed. So if you want to help boost the content, drop a like. Make sure you subscribe below. And let's start off with Pam Bondi opening for Trump, talking about the Supreme Court ruling and completely misrepresenting what the ruling said. Again, this ruling is authoritarian and expands Trump's executive power. The three liberal Supreme Court justices said this is way, way too far. Let's watch this clip.
Very confident of that. But you should all feel safer now that President Trump can deport all of these gangs, and not one district court judge can think they're an emperor over this administration, his executive powers, and why the people of the United States elected him.
There's so much irony in that one clip right there. First of all, she uses the term emperor, even though Trump is the one expanding executive power. Number two, when she's asking or saying, do you all feel safer? You should all feel safer. I don't. I actually feel a little bit less safe now because we've seen Trump deporting not criminals, not at all, people who are either heading to court for their court date, or people who are working in nail salons, or who own an ice cream stand. That genuinely happened. Neighbors, coworkers, people who are going to follow the proper processes. And when she says we should feel safer now, no. When you create a new class of people with zero due process, you can endlessly justify putting anybody in that new class of people. So when the Supreme Court says that you can now deport people with zero notice, I mean, the lower court in this case said you have to give 10 days. You have to give 10 to 15 days of notice before you deport someone so they can make their argument, so they have due process. Now, the Supreme Court issued this very short ruling with basically zero explanation, which is typical for emergency rulings. But in this case, you should probably give an explanation for why you're stripping away due process. Now, Pam Bondi spoke very quickly, and then Trump came in and tried to do his whole distraction bit, but it won't work. We're going to walk through it. Here's the first clip of Trump even more so delaying his tariffs. I just want you to pay attention to what he says here.
President, thank you very much. On July 9th, is that July 9th date set for tariffs to snap
no.
back? Or could there be a...
We can do whatever we want. We could extend it. We could make it shorter. I'd like to make it shorter.
Okay, the taco is back. And I'm going to push back on a way that you likely won't see on many other channels or mainstream media. We don't want Trump to just be able to spew this BS. Not only is he chickening out, but our trade deficit has gotten worse because of his tariffs, and he is adding more uncertainty. How many times has he set back the deadline? I remember when it was February 2nd, but then it was February 9th, but then it was March 2nd, but then it was March 30th, then it was July 9th, which is coming up, and he's saying we can do whatever we want. We'll extend it. What an absolute dumbass. He made our trade deficit worse. Now he's trying to double down on doing this, on just playing. Straight up playing with small businesses. Here's a clip of Donald Trump taking a question from Mike Lindell's reporter, Lindell TV. First of all, If Lindell TV can be in there, Mockler Media should be able to be in there. Midas Touch should be able to be in there. But secondly, Trump then says, I love you. I love you to this person. This almost seems staged. Let me know what you think.
On the 2020 election, is there any more information on the special prosecutor? So many Americans still have questions about the 2020 election. And speaking of rogue judges, would you consider appointing somebody at DOJ maybe to investigate the judges that allowed for the political persecution of you, your family, and your supporters during the Biden administration?
I love you. Who are you?
I'm Kara from Lindell TV.
Well, that's just a very nice question. And it's not a setup. I have no idea who you are, but I appreciate that question. All I can say is we're not here for that. I hope so. I hope they're doing a thing because that election was rigged and stolen, and we can't allow that to happen.
The president of the United States pushing QAnon conspiracy theories right there. Again, I made a promise that I wouldn't let him spew shit without pushing back, and he's spewing BS right there. He had 60 different court cases, lost all of them. Everybody in his cabinet said, you are lying. Mike Pence, to this day, says Trump lied. Mike Pence sent a letter to the January 6er who refused Trump's pardon and said, you are a patriot. I think Mike Pence is more of a patriot because he actually went through with the peaceful transfer of power while Trump tried to disrupt it. We can never, ever forget that. Here's Trump attacking Zohran Mamdani for the first time out loud, not just in a post. Zohran is the new Democratic candidate for mayor of New York.
It's going to be a landslide, but... And they like that, but they love the tariffs. I had Texas Instruments come in the other day, big company, and he said, we're putting in $60 billion into new plants and new equipment, new everything. Sir, you're going to keep the tariffs, aren't you? Because whoever took the tariffs off, and we are going to absolutely keep it. And they're worried that somebody that, like this communist from New York, someday gets elected. I can't believe that's happening. That's a terrible thing for our country, by the way. He's a communist. We're going to go to a communistic state. That's so bad for New York.
Okay, they call everybody a communist, number one. Number two, Zohran hasn't officially won yet. Number three, even if he did, he's not a communist. He calls himself a democratic socialist, meaning the means of production should be more democratized or workers should have more rights. He says that if we live in a democracy, there shouldn't be this wealth inequality because that's not a democratic distribution of wealth. He's not a communist. He doesn't want to turn us into some communist utopia. He's a democratic socialist, and you can have fundamental policy disagreements with like the funding mechanisms. See, I think Zohran has a lot of good ideas regarding building more housing, yes. Making things more affordable, yes. Raise the minimum wage, of course. More worker rights, but I have just rational disagreements with how he wants to fund these things. He wants to use state taxes and increase them, but as the mayor, you can't unilaterally increase state taxes. That's just not possible. So he's got to find a more efficient way to do it. That's separate from me like spewing Islamophobia and saying that he's a radical communist. Here, it's just a pathetic moment where Trump asks the White House reporters if he should keep this going, if he should keep the questions going. And they all just, they're all just like desperate, like thirsty. They're all like, yes, please. Hey, Trump,
should, by the way, so many questions. Should we keep this going, Pam?
Yes.
This is the opposite of Biden.
Just pathetic. I'm sure the woman from Lindell TV was in the back like, you know, salivating. Yes, please keep it going, Mr. Trump. Here is Trump talking about crypto.
On a related subject, many Democrats have said that they are not going to support crypto bills in Congress only because of you and your family's personal crypto ventures. And these votes are in some cases needed to pass. Are you open to the idea of pulling away from your personal crypto ventures just for the next few years if that helps get these crypto bills passed in the next few months?
Well, it's a very funny thing, crypto. So I became a fan of crypto, and to me, it's an industry. I view it as an industry, and I'm president. And if we didn't have it, China would, or somebody else would, but most likely China. China would love to. And we've dominated that industry. It's a big industry, by the way. In fact, when the stock market went down recently, crypto and Bitcoin and all of that went down much less than anybody else as a group. And we've created a very powerful industry, and that's much more important than anything that we invest in. We invest in it, but really that was an industry that...
Okay, he's yapping. He goes on to say, I have kids, they invest in different things, but I'm the president. And what I did is built an industry that's very important. You know, we don't want China to do that. Here's the thing. I'm not inherently opposed to building the crypto industry. I don't personally invest in crypto. I don't think it should be like integrated into the government. But if you want to, you know, build it up to be safer and make sure that there's less scams, Do that. That's fine. That's not what Trump's doing. In order to build it up, you don't have to have your two sons build a company and then you allocate all of the contracts to your two sons and their company. That's not called investing in an industry. That's called corruption. That's not called creating incentives. That's called giving handouts to your sons, Beavis and Butthead. You know, while all this corruption happens, Donald Trump then says he's going to cut funds to sanctuary states like California.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. So, are you going to cut funds in the sanctuary states like, for instance, California, that keep supporting illegal immigration and then these people work under
Yeah, we're
the
giving
table?
Them a hard time.
And also, a foreign policy question.
I mean, they don't have a governor in California. They have a man that wants to give away everything to...
If they don't have a governor, then we don't have a damn president right now. You know, speaking of governors, I want to introduce you to Bobby Cole. He is running to be the governor of Texas. He is a Democrat. Watch until the end. Make sure you drop a like, drop some blue hearts, and check out this interview. You can see all of Bobby's campaign information in the description below. All right, everyone. We are joined today by Bobby Cole, a no-nonsense, pro-worker Democrat and retired firefighter now running for Texas governor. Bobby, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. You doing okay?
Yes, sir. So I want to start off by asking you, what inspired you, first and foremost, as a retired firefighter, lifelong farmer, to run for governor of Texas at this moment?
Well, I don't really have, you know, time to be doing this. I'm a working person, just like most people. But I feel that with what's going on today that, you know, unless we step up and try to make a difference, I'm really concerned about democracy, sort of our slide to autocracy. And I'm scared to death that my kids and my grandkids won't grow up in the state or the country I did. It'll be lost. That's what inspired me to step up and make this run.
What do you think Republicans in your state get wrong? The Republicans in power in particular get wrong that you can correct as someone who has experience as a firefighter. You have experience as a cattleman. How would you punch back at Republicans who seem to be kind of anti-worker within your state?
It's easy to say it, and it's a whole different thing to walk. I think most Republicans in this state are beholden to billionaires and their campaign contributions. I think they talk about listening to the working person, but yet their policies don't really support working families here in this state. And so, you know, lack of a better term, I'm going to call bullcrap on that, because they claim they're for rural Texans and pro-business. And with all the cuts coming down from Washington, with Medicaid, you know, wanting to end the Postal Service per se, privatize a lot of stuff, cut Medicaid funding, go after your Social Security. If these small towns in Texas don't have their schools, they don't have their post office, they don't have support to have decent health care and a way to take care of their parents, their elderly parents, these small towns will just go ahead and just finish disappearing. And Abbott says nothing about these cuts.
Yeah, and the key point that you made there, I think, is that Republicans, they say they're for the working class, but their actions are way, way different. Whether you want to talk about Trump's bill that literally redistributes wealth from vulnerable populations to the richest populations, or Trump tweeted out on Juneteenth of all days that we need less non-worker holidays. It's just, while he was golfing on the golf course, it's insane. So I want to ask you, what do you see as the biggest challenge facing rural and working class families in Texas?
We're underfunding our schools here in Texas. You know, we just got finished passing what they call the Texas two-step, House Bill 2 and 3. Two is they passed $8.5 billion for teacher pay increases, stuff we needed, facility expenses. But the second thing they passed was a school voucher program, which essentially takes public tax dollars and gives to probably the, you know, more affluent Texans to subsidize their kids going to a private school. So the problem I have with that is public money going to a private desire, which I don't think's right. We're like 47th in the state in funding per student. when they passed the $8.5 billion to enhance, I think it moved us up to 38 or 39. That's still way below average. And the other states will inevitably pass higher budgets in their states, and we'll move right back down to, you know, the bottom, very bottom of the list on these things. Far as, you know, rural health, Medicaid, we have 150 rural hospitals in this state. 45, 50, near 50% are running negative budgets. If we do these drastic cuts to Medicaid, Texans will lose insurance. Many of these hospitals, probably close to 15 or 20 hospitals, will shut down overnight. And when that happens, we lose professionals. We lose doctors and nurses. You're going to have to go further for your health care. If you have an acute medical emergency, such as a heart attack, a stroke, you're injured, severe trauma, people are going to lose lives over that. And so those are two pretty big things.
Thank you so much for your time. Whether you live in Texas or not, people in the audience, make sure you check out Bobby Cool's campaign launch video below. You can also check out his social media accounts, donate to his grassroots campaign. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, I appreciate it.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.